Hello and welcome to another Fuel the Conversation, a podcast for fuel people by fuel people. My name is Freddie, and joining me again is Kyle. Kyle, how are you doing today?
I'm doing amazing today. We have a top 15, I think is what they called it, winter on our hands for snowfall.
Oh, yeah.
We've been getting crazy amounts. I think everybody around, whenever I take calls and talk to our customer base, are always like, wow, we keep seeing you guys on the news up there with all the amounts of snow you're getting. And it's even funnier, me and Freddie, we were having a conversation a couple weeks ago, and we said we're looking at all the weather reports and everything. It just seems like they circle our county whenever they talk about super high force winds and a bunch of snow. They're just the circle that you see whenever they circle Minnesota. That's where we live.
High impacting storms, that's what they keep calling it. So I'll share a quick fun story. I've been getting emails from different people, different friends of mine in the industry saying, oh, it looks like more snow. You guys are so lucky. I bet you go outside with the family, drink hot cocoa, sit outside with campfires. I said, no, you got it wrong. We go outside, we shovel, and we blow out the driveway. Then we take the snow off the roof, and then we move that off the driveway. And then we go inside and complain about sore backs until the next snowstorm. So it's not always fun like people think it's like when you get snowstorms. It's not that at all.
No, it's kind of like going to the lake, right? You do it once every now and then, and it's kind of fun, but you don't spend every single day on the lake. Well, we have to spend every single day in the snow.
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple topics we're going to talk about today at this podcast, Fuel the Conversation, a podcast for fuel people by fuel people. Topic number one is going to be mail, server, and emailing. And topic number two is going to be, what are we going to do this summer? Where are we at? What trade shows? What events? So Kyle, I'm going to kick it over to you. Kind of give us a little breakdown about why mail server and emailing is such a hot topic right now.
Yeah, well, Google updated some of their policies for being able to do mass emailing out of the Gmail services. That kind of happened without anybody really knowing. It just is one of those things Google didn't publish, and they don't do podcasts with you. They don't do, you know, newsletters that everybody that signed up to Gmail gets a newsletter. They kind of updated their terms and conditions. And if anybody else is like me, you skip to the bottom of that, you check the box that you accepted, and you say, good, we're good to go. Well, inside of that, they stated that they're not going to allow tons and tons of emails out there. And it hit really hard around January, which is kind of unfortunate for our industry because it was so busy. And the last thing you want to think about is, why are my emails and statements and invoices not going out, and it's month end? So to pile onto the stress of a month end, cold snaps coming through, massive snowstorms coming through, you had this one other thing come through on you. And this Gmail is not the only provider out there to do this. There's tons and tons of providers that are starting to do this. They're starting to limit the amount of outbound emails you can have in a day. So for example, after 500 emails, your emails just stop sending out of the server, and they don't queue up either. They fail, which is the other kind of crummy part about all that is, it's not like it's going to wait tomorrow and then send another 500 and then wait 3 days and send another 500. They just fail. And all you get back is these failure notifications, and you don't know where it's coming from. You don't know if the end recipients just aren't getting them anymore, if they cancel their emails, if it's on your side, or in this instance, it's on the Gmail side. So they went through and they canceled all of that, and they just kind of hit us like a brick wall. And we quickly had to have discussions amongst our tech team, amongst here at RCC, what do we do? And we've spent years and years and years kind of building up a reputation. And that's the thing with emails, is it takes quite a while, but certain email providers in certain World Wide Web out there allow you to build this reputation that says you are a valid sender of emails. You do large chunk sends, so you're sending thousands of emails at one time. For example, statement runs at the end of the month, you are allowed to do those things. We're not going to limit you. And Google, instead of validating emails, they just took the stance of, we have a more non-commercial approach on our side, meaning more people that aren't running businesses are using Gmail. So instead of siding on the side of a commercial side saying allow people to continue send, we're going to limit the amount that people can send. And it's just across the board. So RCC has a solution that allowed our users to quickly switch from email source that they have been using for years and come on board with us. And we have validated domain names like at propane or at energy or at these different things that have been slowly built up with reputations throughout the years, with more and more customers coming on it that do not get stopped. that will allow to be sent out, that will go through and reach your end destination. So we were kind of prepping for that, but we, you know, we still have a bunch of user base out there that still uses Yahoo, Gmail,
Outlook,
Mail. Outlook's another Exchange server for Outlook's another big one that kind of stops people dead in their tracks. So we had that reputation built up, but that's something to kind of keep an eye out. Is it didn't seem to hit the entire world all at once either. It was, you know, this month it was fine for you, and then the rollout kind of happened, and all of a sudden one month it was fine, and then the next month in February month end, then it was all down again. And so it really depended on where you were kind of at within that list of when all of a sudden it hits you. And it could be something that's residual out there. You might not have hit the, especially if you're new to email, you might not realize you're not even hitting your limit. And all of a sudden, one month, you have a rush of customers, either new or existing, that are signing up for your email services, that the next month end, it just all of a sudden it stops. And you have no idea why. And you're asking yourself, well, why is it doing it now and it didn't do it last month or anything else like that? And as much as we'd love to control policies for other companies, that's not something we can always do. We always say, you know, especially for Mogo, when a little Windows update happens and it all of a sudden your printer stops printing, you know, we always say, hey, if you want to go and contact Bill Gates, we'd really appreciate it. Kind of same thing with these big companies, is they'll release these things out in little policies where if you take the time and read them, you kind of understand what's happening. But a lot of times you don't know what's happening. And that's the scary part there. So we're trying to inform the user base, the industry, everyone around that, hey, this is something to really look out for. And coming up with a verified domain where your emails send is not something you just do overnight. It's something that is built over years, and they kind of put thresholds on you. Like the first time it's you get 500 emails, and once they've gone through a couple months and they realize you're not trying to spam people, you're not sending these out as massive promo things that people just delete, and they're actually things that the end person really needs, then they up that a little bit, and they continue to up the amount of emails you can send over the course of years. So it's not something that you can just call your exchange provider and say, hey, today I'm going to start, I know this policy came into effect, but I'm validated, I need to send statements. It's not something you can just flip a switch and turn on.
Yeah, and one of the important things that you mentioned was it didn't happen to me, so I should be safe, right? That's not right. I've talked to so many customers saying, well, we didn't have this problem in December, January, or February. Well, guess what? It could happen in March or April or May. So what we're doing is we're trying to communicate with our customers like Kyle was talking about on this podcast. One of the things we're doing right now is we're sending this information out in our quarterly newsletter. Real quick plug on the newsletter. Make sure you're getting that. If not, reach out to sales@rccbi.com or sign up on our mailing list on our website. But make sure you're getting that newsletter because we're putting important pieces like this in there. But yes, if don't wait until month end to hit this issue. Yeah. Be proactive. It's a very small amount of money to have RCC host your emails for just internal, just the RCC application. We're not going to touch any of your personal emails. We're not going to touch your corporate emails. This is just using our system, our source, to push out emails out of RCC. So don't worry if you will continue to use your same email server for all of your personal emails.
And that's just something to keep in mind. If that's one of your big on top of your to-do list this summer is you want email invoices, you want to get away from paper, it's costing too much to print stuff, costing too much to put stamps on, you want to get a higher return rate on payments, just emailing them gets that stuff in people's hands faster. That's something to keep in mind if you're trying to implement those things. Keep in mind if you're using Gmail for your own personal or business that you're sending everything through there, that you might need to make a move to a different mail provider or to RCCs to send out some of those invoices, statements, and things from RCC.
And to get a price on that, just email sales@rccbi.com or just call in the office 877-568-4585 and ask for sales.
And speaking of summer now, so we have a busy summer. We're always busy in the summer, and it seems like we're always busy year round now. And, you know, I think it'd be a nice opportunity to kind of discuss, where can you come and see Kyle, Freddie, Tom, and the rest of the RCC crew throughout this year?
We have a busy year this year, and we're really excited about it. You know, coming up in March, we're going to go to the benchmarking meeting in New Orleans. And then we have the Minnesota Annual Propane Gas Association show. Then we have the big show, the Southeastern International Expo in Nashville again this year.
And just a plug there, we have a brand new booth this year. It should be exciting to see that in action and see how that turns out with all the rest of the vendors there.
Yeah, make sure you come by. And a lot of our customers always ask us, do you guys do training at the Nashville show, the Southeastern? Do you do training at the Western trade show? We don't do trainings anymore at those specific trade shows. What we do is we have our seminar. And our seminar is the place to go to get the one-on-one training. Before we get to that, I want to do mention that the Western Trade Show, we are going to be there as well in May. This year it's in Palm Springs. Kyle, Susie will be there, Tom, so make sure you go. But back to our seminar. Our seminar is June 12th through June 15th. That is the place to go to have 3.5 days of one-on-one training. And this year, we're changing up a whole lot. We've sent out surveys. We listen to our customers. That's what we do. And we said, you know what? Let's go ahead and take on all these new areas. So some of them are panel discussions. We're going to have a day. We're going to have the programmers sit up front, fire away questions. The next day, we're going to have our tech team sit up front. And then we're going to have our management team sit up front. And it's a one-hour panel discussion where you can just fire away questions. We also have keynote speakers every day. We have everywhere from business psychologists to business consultants to marketing, you know, marketing company called Vivid. So there's going to be so much interaction with our customers, and it's not going to be just training this year. We're doing a lot of interaction, meaning let's do role playing. Let's take a phone call from a new customer. Let's build that account together. Let's call in and say, I ran out of gas. Now what do we do? So there's a lot of one-on-one interaction, which you're really excited about.
That sounds like a ton of fun. And the other big part of that is we've been a company for like 43, 44 years now. This is our, 25th annual RCC yep. Customer Seminar. So the big 2-5, that's the silver anniversary. Is that right?
It is.
So the silver anniversary for the seminar, if you're one of those people that likes to give your significant other a certain present on every single anniversary. This is our 25th, and we're gonna really have a really fun time. It's always a fun time going and doing these and seeing all of our user base. And every single year, I think it's a goal internally to get more people next year than we had the year before. Mm-hmm. Continue to build that.
Because our silver, like Kyle said, you know, we do have something special to give all of our customers this year. And I'm not going to say it because Nancy will probably kill me. So Nancy and I are working on something really remarkable to give to each of our attendees this year on site. We're really excited about it. So yeah, make sure you sign up. RCCBI.com, top purple banner, click it. Everything you need to know is there. Hotel, dates, what's going on, or just call our office and ask for sales.
Yep, it will be a tons of other shows too. Those are the big ones, but then we do all of the smaller shows as well. And if Freddie, are you going to cover those ones?
You know, I'll just kind of quickly go through it. We're going to be at the Colorado, New Mexico in June, Mid-States in June, the Pacific Western, the Texas Propane Gas Association.
Oh, yeah, the Texas Western.
Yep. And then the Fall Board of Directors meeting in Louisville, Kentucky. So all over the place this year. And I'm sure we'll add a few more in there.
Yep, we always do. We always come up with one and somebody says, hey, it'd be really nice if you went to that. Usually one of our customers that's attending that really wants to come and chat with us. And if you're going to any of those shows, feel free to email Freddie or Kyle or sales or any one of your favorite support staff if you're going to be there and just say, you know, hey, I'm going to be there, look out for me. Or even if you want to schedule some time to sit down with us, we can schedule some time. Or even if you want to go out and grab some dinner that night, you know, we're always looking to make plans and take people out and kind of enjoy and talk a little bit of business, but have a lot of fun as well.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Kyle, for being on the podcast. Until next time.
Thank you for joining Kyle and Freddie's podcast, Fuel the Conversation.
A podcast for fuel people by fuel people. We really hope you enjoyed today's topics and you found them interesting. And we hope that you pulled some value out of our conversation today.
To hear more podcasts from Kyle, myself, and special guests, you can catch us on Spotify, Amazon Music, or the iTunes Store.
To find out more information on RCC, you can visit our website, www.rccbi.com. You can also find us on Facebook under Rural Computer Consultants, also under LinkedIn under Rural Computer Consultants, or go ahead and give us a follow on Twitter at RCCInc79.
If you'd like to contact us directly, email us at sales@rccbi.com.
This is Kyle signing off.
And this is Freddie.
Until next time.